What?
We're starting from today's daf. Today's daf, but we'll start from yesterday's daf a little, just to start the sugya. What's today's daf? Kuf Samach Zayin? What is it? What? Kuf Samach Hey? No, sure not. Today's daf is Kuf Samach Zayin. What?
That's right. Today is Kuf Samach Dalet.
No, Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Gimel, I think. Anybody have a calendar? Kuf Nun Aleph. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And Aleph and Beis with Gimel and Dalet. Anybody? Do you have a calendar? I understood today was left Kuf Samach Gimel. I looked at a calendar, it was Kuf Samach Gimel. What do you have?
I'm looking. Today's 162, yeah.
Okay, we got it.
Anytime
we got it. It's Taka Kuf Samach Gimel. Today's daf is Sunday. Is daf Kuf Samach Gimel. We'll start from Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Amram. Second line. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Amram. Minolocha. Where do you get this din? How do you know? What's the source of saying the din of Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achrona? Since we don't want someone to squeeze in something before the Chasimus Eidim, so Ein Lemeidin Mishita Achrona, so we just repeat what it said in the Shtar, Chayzim Minyonos Shtar Mishita Achrona. But we, when we write a Shtar, we know that we're not going to learn any new things about the Hizchaikus of the Shtar from the line before the Chasimus Eidim. Let's see the first Rashbam on the page, which almost the last Rashbam as well. Mitnei she'ein ha'edim yecholim lekarev chasimosam kol kach b'somuch b'soif ha'shtar u'manichin revach b'in ha'shtar l'chasimosam. Inevitably there's a space there. V'yochol odom l'zayef u'l'hosif b'in tayim shita achas. V'ilkach, we have a rule, tikun rabbono and lachzor minyonet shel shtar b'shita achrona. That's just a practical matter, what you should do. But no matter what's there, ain't lemeid in Mishita Achrona. The built is a yichtav odover hatzorich, just to make sure that you don't write anything that's necessary in that line. The hashto, shereim zifu bo sifu lacher zman, ain't onum al sidin klum, im lo milmod heimeno, shereik kvar kosum kol zelamala. The gamim zifu vio sifu b'shita sacholok, Sha'acharin yonu shul shtar shebashita achrona bein hashtar la'edim loymal libeloy mayri shereen lemeidim b'shita achrona b'shein kosev b'shtar shor v'kayim mayri. When we have the phrase shor v'kayim hakol shor v'kayim, that's the official end of the shtar no matter what. Keni rabbein haitam adover perusho v'ikr. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Amram, mino locha. Omalei d'tanya, the following brisa. Here chikasu edim shnei shitin min aksav. If there's a space of two lines from the last line, posel. Shita achas, if there's a space of one line from the ksav, kosher. Okay, so now, maishno shnei shitin. That we say is posel duma mezayev v'kosav. Shita achas nami mezayev v'kosav. Say you're not allowed to leave any space. So there's no harm done if they take away one line, if they remove one, if there's a space of one line before they sign, there's no harm done. But if there's a space of two lines, then they'll write in stuff, and you can. And the first one will be learned from. Imein kosav by shvir v'kayim, afilu yesh edim shalom nosav bol dvar ziyut. I mean, even if there's edim, but it's not ketikan hashtaros. Kamukom hayshtar achas po v'almahu. It's not ketikan hashtaros because I'll give a certain formula or a way to write a star, and it's a chas po v'almah. Even if you have edim, that's what a mile. If you say akol shvir v'kayim, then it's okay. But there's a very important Rashbam. The Rashbam says chas po v'almahu. It means there are other Rishonim that say it's not a shtar to collect from Lekuchos, or it's not a shtar against which you can say Parati, against which you cannot say Parati, but you can't say Lahadam, you can't give favor a kol, the guy has a shtar. So that's a question. From the Rashbam it's mashmat zero, garnish, nothing. Chaspa
b'almahu. Are you still called a Nova Alpeh?
I'm sorry, what?
Still called a Nova Alpeh.
Well, Alpeh, so you can say Lahadam. You don't have a raya. The chaspa b'alma means you don't have a raya from the shtar. If the guy admits it, it's only a milval pep. If he doesn't admit it, that's what they say in the Rashbam. Other Rishonim talk to argue with that. The Rashbam wouldn't say chaspa b'almahu if the shtar itself served as a. So in okay. We go on to Amud Beis. Chuf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Yiboyluhu. What about 1.5? Shito Machzo Mai. In other words, we're talking about, again, you know, it might sound a lot funny, but we're talking about Tikkun Shtaros. So Chazal said this is Puzzle, this is Kasher. What about 1.5? In other words, it's really in effect the Shaila, are you afraid he'll going to squeeze in two lines, and therefore it's as bad as a space of two lines. Toshma hirkas edim shnei shitin naksav posel. That's what we just learned. Hashito machzus mashma kosher. Emosayfa shito akas kosher. Shito akas uta kosher. Hashito machzus posel. Now let me all make a mishma mina. As we have this many times in Shas, we have contradictory diukim. And therefore, we say we don't know which diuk is the correct one, and the other one was just written agav the first, so we don't know. So elameyol lekol mishma mina. My havi Allah, what's going to be with your shayla? The Tanya, we have a brayso which beferish states as follows: Hirchek es oedim shnei shitim in aksav posul pochos mikan kosher. So we're not afraid, because I guess because it's an obvious ziyuf. If he tries to squeeze in two lines, we see it's not normal. So we see that there's something fishy, and we don't accept that. But there was a size, but they wrote much more. They wrote. Imagine if you have a shtar that's written with a 10-point font, and all of a sudden the last two lines are 8-point. So you say there's something fishy here. The space of a line and a half. But they wrote very uniform. Their writing was very bedafka. It was not like our writing. We don't learn how to write anymore. I'm probably the last person in the world that when they went to school, they learned penmanship. And the teacher stood over us with a ruler. And if we didn't loop the L's, wham! We got it over the knuckles with a ruler. They also, it was an age when it was okay to hit the students. So he stood over us with a ruler. And if we looped the T by mistake, Chas V'Shalom, wham, we got it over the knuckles with a wooden ruler. Not with a plastic ruler, with a wooden ruler. So we learned how to write. But now everybody has a computer. But the equivalent nowadays would be if the whole star is 10 font, and all of a sudden the last two lines are eight. Except if it's an article on Mishnayos, then you say the last two lines are the. You ever see the Mishnayos? They change. They have the basic shot in a certain font, and then if like the more to delve into it more, they have it a different font. So you can just skip that if you're not interested.
The not bold
in the Gemara you can't skip. Not bold in the Gemara, I have to tell you that these are not the words of the Gemara. These are explanatory words or bridge words so that there should be a complete sentence. Now in the Mishnah on the bottom, the smaller font is like more Lundish, Akasha, Teretz, a Pshat, a Biur, that you could skip it if you don't want to learn the Mishnah on that level. You just skip. You can skip what's in the smaller font. My hobby. Okay. So okay. Now the Braisa goes on and says, "Hoyu arbo b'chamisha edim chasumen al ashtar v'nim tzechav mehen korav v'posul tiskayim edus b'shtar." So there's a few chidushim here. First of all, we don't say that now it turns out, even if it's the first two. So we don't say that now the chasimas of the real Edim are two lines removed from the shtar, but we allow the posel Edim to be the filler. There's a basic question here that probably occurs to everyone learning this Gemara, is why don't you apply the din of Nim Tzechel Mehem Korav posel, the whole Edus is bought. Rishonim talk about that. Some say in the shtar it's not shaykh, the whole business, because you could think why, because they're not really together. I mean, people sign, they don't have to sign Zeb if they Zeb. So there's no, by Bezin they come together. But others say that there are indications, there's an umdana that the first Adam didn't sign Lashem. They give different scenarios that there are indications that the first ones didn't even mean it Lahaid. They just did it either for filler, or the Shem Kavod, and maybe it was their chashuv of people, it's chashuv to have their signatures on there. If I had the Meir Abanim, you know, you want to get the first few signatures on chashuv of people, then everybody just signs. Stamazon. Right?
And for Edom Zomanin?
What?
For Edom Zomanin, would we just cancel out one of the psulim?
If Edom came along and said, Imanu Hayusem, about whom?
About. You need all of them by din of azama. So you need all of them.
No, you for sure don't need the first two. The first two are not edus. They're psulim. The question is, other rabbi, why don't you say nim tzechel mehen korav v'posel? The whole edus is bought. So I get some rishonim have a yesodistic point that in shtar you don't say that rule, and others say that there are indications because of various scenarios that the first one were not miskaving lahoyah. They never meant to say Eidus. But that's the chit. So both of these things are the chiddush of the Brice. The Sayyid Lecheskiyah. The Lecheskiyah, that if you have a Revach of Steshiros and Malu, the Krovim, afterwards even, Kosher, Val Titma, why don't you say it's as good as blank? You find such a thing by Schach. It's a very nice Sushtel. Shrei Aver, Sukkah, Paisel B'Shleisha. By the way, when you say Aver, Sukkah, Paisel B'Shleisha, like, people don't realize what it means. It doesn't passel anything. What it does is it splits up the Sukkah. So you don't have three walls anymore. If you have three walls, the Aver doesn't passel anything. You just have two Sukkahs. One and one. So you just need... Well, here we talk about Bugel, it means... If it then creates that there's no three walls to the sukkah, or now there's less than a sheer sukkah, Zion by Zion. But that's what it means. So Aver of sukkah, Paisel B'Shleisha, and Tzchach Paisel is Paisel Barba, four Tvachim. That's in the middle, of course. Everybody's aware of Doifan Akuma if it's on the side. But in the middle, it's four Tvachim, and Aver is three Tvachim. So you see that Tzchach Paisel creates less of a hefsek, creates less of a problem. We don't just say, well, if it's possible, it's as good as Avir, or it's as bad as Avir. It might as well be Avir. You don't say that. But it's not Avir, so here also it's not space, and therefore it's kosher. Okay. Iboyeluhu. Before we talk about one and a half of the standard, one and a half. We know what the size is. So we know two lines, but that really still leaves an open question. Shnei Shitin Shomru, Chazal say two, a space of two lines. Passels the Shtar, Hein Va'aviron. Are we talking about the writing of two lines with the natural avir that would be between them? And therefore, if it's less than that, the Shtar would not be puzzled. Oiduma Hein V'loy Aviron. The width, I guess we'd call it, the width of two lines without the natural avir that would come. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mestamra Dein V'aviron. Dishakatatachem V'loy Aviron. Rashbam takes out the words Shita Achas B'loy Aviron. The Maichazya. In other words, if you're talking about two lines without the natural space of the vertical margin, the space between the lines, so again, the Gemara Shaila ostensibly is, again, you say if you write a shtar, shalo ketikun chachamim, it's possible. But we're looking into the tikun chachamim, so we're looking at the reason to see what the tikun chachamim was based on. So we're saying, you know, if somebody's going to try to be mezayef these two lines, if someone's going to try to be mezayef these two lines, it's going to be nikar, because he's going to have to leave a space. He's going to have to, he's going to have to change the font of the wording. So it has to be hein v'aviron to allow for a normal writing of two lines, and that's going to be puzzled. Shma mino. Now, shma mino hein v'aviron, shma mino. Rabbi Shapsi Omar Mishmei Dechezkiya. It's still not 1,000% clear how big it is. Why? Shnei Shitna Shomru V'ksav Yidei Eidim V'loi K'sav Yidei Sofer. Now, a sofer is professional writing, and he would write more smaller. He would write a smaller font because he was trained and he knew how to do it. And you want to conserve ink, you want to conserve space, you want to conserve everything. So they wrote smaller. But a person that's unprofessional would be able to write bigger to make sure he gets Lysias right. It's harder to write perfect. You ever see this small tefillin? It's very hard. Very hard to write small. Yeah, so Rabbi Shapsi says B'shem Cheskia Shnei Shita Shomer B'Ksav Yidei Eidim, which is bigger, below K'sav Yidei Sefer. My Taima, the whole Mizayev Lav L'Gavi Safra Ozul Mizayev. You don't go to the professional guy to be Mizayev. You don't do it. You do it in the privacy of your own home, and you do the best you can. So we're talking about bigger lines. So this is a kula. Is the shtar is not going to be puzzled until it's the width of two lines written in a bigger ksav. So that's a kula. The kama. Now we're going to describe more exactly how much the space between the lines is. Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar, kagoyim lecha lecha zel gabe zel. Lecha lecha has the distinction of having a lamed, which juts up, and you don't want to bump into another letter, and the endachof juts down, and you don't want to bump into another letter, and you imagine that the chof is on top of the lamed, let's say. So you need enough space for the chof to go down and the lamed to go up, and they're not going to bump into one another. Al muksavar, what does that equal? Shnei Shitin, two lines of writing, the Arba Avirin, and four, so you have writing, space, space, writing. Right, writing, space, you know, this, you have the space behind.
Space above and below?
Right. If we work down from the Eidim, so you have a space on top of the, you have a space between the second line and the Chasimus Eidim, so that if there's a Chof in that line, it shouldn't hit the Chasimus Eidim. But you're going up, so you have one space there, then you have two space, then you have
the writing, and then you have two spaces, then you have the writing, and then you have one space there, so that it shouldn't hit. So you have space, writing, space, space, writing, space. So that's two writings and one space. Ah, you'll say, how come you don't need the lamed and the chaf on all the line. You just need the lamed and the chaf of the two lines that we're concerned with. Again, it's a kula. You need that much space that even if there would be a lamed and a chaf, it would still be it's empty. In other words, you left empty that much space that you could even write a line with a lamed and a chaf. Now, the guy's not going to be mezayif. The concept here is the guy's not going to go be mezayif unless he has a clean jar. It's like sometimes you put something on your car, you know, alarm. So maybe it's still easy to steal the car, but the ganav is not going to go to a car that he thinks is going to take him. You know, the ganav is going to go to the easier car to steal. In a house also. The psychology is he's not going to break into a house, even if he could break in. But if it's causing him problems, he's not going to break in. So here also, if it's going to cause him problems, he's not going to be mezayif the shtar. So you want as much space as possible. So the idea is we're going to give as much space as possible. Then we'll say, oh, maybe he's going to be mezayif. Once it's problematic, he wouldn't be able to fit the lamed and the chaf, then he's not going to bother being mezayif anymore. He's going to be scared to be mezayif, and therefore it doesn't pass the shtar until you have that much space. Okay, so that's what he holds. That's the most cool of dikashita.
Wouldn't the professional zayfon?
We're not afraid of a professional zayfon. We're afraid of a guy that wants to take advantage. We're not afraid of a professional zayfon. The professional Zayfon is busy being Mazayev 100 shekel bills. Rav Chiya bar Ami b'shmei de'ula Omar, a little more machmir. Again, the whole thing is the psychology of the Zayfon. What does he consider an easier job? And when does he say it's too hard? I'm not going to bother. So Rav Chiya bar Ami b'shmei de'ula Omar, if you're going lamed milamalo, you imagine a lamed in the upper line, the chof milamato, and then, but that's all. Then you need just one space in the middle. Alma kusavar, shnei shita v'shlosh avirin. One space between the first one and the stars, in case there's a lamed. One space between the two shuros, and one space between the second and the chasimus eidim. Alma kusavar, shnei shita v'shlosh avirin. Rav Avohu Amar, you're going Baruch ben Levi b'shita achas. That's what you have to imagine. Yeah, shita achas u'shnei avirin. You only need one avir above the shura for the lamed of the Levi, and one avir underneath it for the chaf of Baruch. So one writing and two avirin.
That's the definition of shnei shura?
Yeah. Let's see the Rashbam. Shnei avirin ikah hocha, echad lamala b'shvil lamed the levi, echad lamata b'shvil chaf the baruch. No, he doesn't say anything special. Hold on. Okay, look at Tosfos, the third big line in the Tosfos. Tosfos de Riamasco Kagon, the third big line. Shita achas u'shnei avirin v'haviyosim u'shnei shitim b'loy aviron. We said shnei shitim b'loy aviron is worthless, so that you don't have to be chayshish for. It must be that one line and two avirin is bigger than that. So that must be enough to be mezayif without it being terribly noticeable. Omar Rav, Now, on the bottom of the star, there would be the Kiyum Bezin writes, we know the Chassidus say them, and it's not Mezuyish. It's called the Hempik. Or in the Lashon HaGemara in Aramaic, it's called Ashratam, Ashartam, Ashartam the Dainer. That's the Hempik. Amar Rav, so now Rav's addressing the space between the Edim and the Kiyum, if there's any sort of problem there. Amar Rav Roishanu, that a two-line space. Passels the star elevate Edim Laksav. Because we said, we're afraid someone will write something in above the Shita Achrona. Avol ben Edim la'ashvarta, between the Edim and the Kiyum of the Dayanim, afilu tuvanami kosher, we don't care even if there's a big space. Maishna ben Edim l'ksav, that passes the star. Bilma mezayev v'kosamay deboi, the chassimi sadei, and you have the chassimus Edim, so you can write what you want, and we'll look at it that the Edim are signed on this ziyuf. Ben Edim la'ashvarta nami, mezayev, the big space, so Mizayah because of my deboy. The Chasimi Sadeh, either we'll look at it, either the Lashon will be that the Edim will be signed on what follows them also. That might be the case. Or the guy will be Mizayah for another Chasimus Edim. And the point is that you have the Kiyum Bezdin afterwards. So that'll be Mekayim, whatever he wants to write. And it's either he'll maneuver, sometimes it can be Nikar, you can make the Lashon Ashtar that the Edom signed on what comes afterwards too. And the Bezdin will Mekayim that. Or he'll be Mosaiyev, more Mustavadik of Shad, I think, simpler. Then he'll be Mosaiyev of Chasimus Edom too, and he'll have the Hempik of the Bezdin, that is not a Ziyah. So the Gemara says the Matayat way. The Sefer fills in with ink. If you have this space, kloyim amalach l'chay b'diyoy, then yachol look for b'yishim ziyuf. Avol abo hentik l'fanenu b'yesh b'shnei shitim cholok b'lei tiyu, Rashbam says, enachanami posadu, shlo nasa katikim chachamim. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's such a simple etza, so yachi, why did Chazal posel? So when we talk about that Chazal passed a star, so also you could say if it has teeth, maybe it's kosher. Even the star nami b'tayetle, you could fill it up with ink. You know, so it's like that there won't be a difference between. There shouldn't be any difference again between the space before the Chasimus Edim and the space between the Chasimus Edim and the Kiyum Ashtar. There shouldn't be any difference. Amri, here's the difference. Amri, Sade Atiyot with the Chasimi. In case you have ink, so we could, I guess it's possible, I don't really see the logic of it, we could, the Rashbam Ashtukal explains it. In other words, it means that the Edim are attesting to the fact that there's ink there. V'loya Ikr so stark, they're going to begin. Chayshina Shema Asher L'Sholom Shekosim B'Shtar Chosfu. You don't know what the Edom are addressing when they sign their names. Hachanami kachmidim b'faneinu at peyaz b'diyo b'nimcha day shlo yachshu du b'baal ashtar. In other words, maybe it said something important there that was beard for the baal ashtar and he sprinkled ink on it so you can't see it. So the Edom would be attesting to the fact that it's harmless ink. So that's what we might say. The Gemara asks, wait a second. Ben Edim Lashrata Nami Amri Beidina Tiyutahu De Chasimi. So the Gemara answers, Beidina Tiyutahu De Chasimi. The Dayanim are not attesting to anything other than they're just a notary public on the signatures of the Edim. You're not going to say that they're signing about anything else. By Edim, we say maybe they're signing about, like Dr. Bam brought down Sheila Shalom. Maybe they're signing the fact that it was just Tiyute and it wasn't anything harmful there. Harmful for the Shtar. But the Dayanim are just the notary public, so they're not attesting to anything. They're only attesting to the veracity of the signatures of the Edim. So the Mela, you don't have that Hashash, and the Mela you sprinkle it with ink and then they sign. But if it's Chaka blank, it's no good, it's not Ketikim Chachomim, we're afraid it could be Mazayev something. Okay? Now you got to imagine again a shtar with a big space between the chasimus eidim and the dayan and the hempik. If you have such a shtar, such a shtar shouldn't be good. Why? Imagine the shtar and there's ink sprinkled between the chasimus eidim and the dayanim's chasimus. So what will he do? He'll cut the shtar with the chasimus eidim. He'll erase the tiyuta because of my deboy. The Omar Rav, based on Rav Shita that we're going to go into in tomorrow's daf. If you see it's all written consistently, they're both on the machak, so we're not choshesh for anything. We see it was only erased once, and it's kosher. So maybe the guy's gonna create a new shtar. He'll take a razor, he'll cut it very neatly, right after the chasimus eidim. He'll now have a bunch of ink blots with the chasimus of the dayanim with a handpick. We'll erase the ink blots, we'll be Messiah for shtar, and you'll have a beautiful henpik. Why isn't this a kasha on every henpik? I don't know. Stop, someone asks that. What? Oh, he'll take the shtar, he'll cut it, and he'll erase it, and he'll write a new shtar. Here was ink blots. Yeah. How do you know what was there? You just see an erasure.
You
can
see that it's a
star that's
been
erased
on one side.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. If you could see, obviously, if you see that a star was erased, then a chanami. Okay. We go on to Kuf Samas Gimel Amud Beis. Panichol Rav Kana. The Masin Mamish made the Shmuel. Right, Shapir, because Rav could hold its puzzle. Elul Rav Tavumi the Masin Mamish made the Rav. Maikol Neymar. Again, it was Rav that said that a star with the tiyuta, with the space and the tiyuta between the Edom and the Kiyum is kosher. So if Rav is the one that said Eidim and the Shtar on the Machak is good, so we have a problem. The Gemara answers, Pesover, Kol Ki Ay Gamot, Ein Mekayman Osu Min Ashrat, Beshebo, if you have a Ksav, in such a case, we have a Shtar and Eidim written on the Machak, and it comes with a Henpik, so we ignore the Henpik. Ein Mekayman Osu Min Ashrat, Beshebo, Elu Min Eidim Shebo, we make our own Henpik, we make sure the guy verifies the Eidim signature, either by comparison to another star, or two Eidim coming in and saying they recognize the signatures, but you're not going to ignore the hand, but you don't use it. Okay. That was Rav. Now, Rabbi Yechonon Omar, he argues, Loishonu, the other way around, Loishonu, that a one, Rav said, even a multi, a lot of space between the Eidim and the Kiyum, there's no harm done. So we said it's talking about tiyuta. Rabbi Yechonon says as follows. He's addressing that we say a space of one line before the chasimus eidim, right, is kosher. No, it's kosher. Why shonu elabein eidim l'ksav? Because we ignore shita achron. Avo bein eidim l'ashrato afilu shita achas posel. Here's the machlokes rishayim, if it's even with tiyuta or only without tiyuta. What's possible is the kiyum. We disallow the kiyum. It doesn't possible the star. It possibles the kiyum. Maishno ben edim mashrata. That we say it's possible. What would be Rabbi Yechonon's chashash? Dil magayis li'iloi, will cut away the star on top of the ashrata, and now he has one line now blank on top of the kiyum. because of Udeid or Bishita Achas, he'll write a whole star and he'll write Chasimus Eidim. Because so far, and a Brechman whole star, Bishita Achas Kosher. So that's why it's a problem, because he could really do a lot with that one line that's blank.
Yochi, if that's the case, Ben Eidim Lekzav Nami, Vilma Gai is lately lawyer, because of my boy, Chasimus Sadi.
You said it's Kosher. You have no problem with one blank line before the Chasimus Eidim. This ain't made the Mishita Achrona, but now we just learned a whole new Chashash. You taught us a good trick. He can cut it away, and he has one line on top of the Eidim, and he can write, I owe, you know, Ruvain owes Shimon $1 million, and he can sign Eidim. Rabbi Yechon holds a star, and Eidim on one line is Kosher.
Kosov a star, Abahu Mishita Achas.
Maybe the Chasmi Edom is not new Edom, but the original Edom.
That is possible with even one line. Huma Gaius Leroyim, because he'll write Hubeid Bishita Achas. So when you have a star and you have one line space between the Eidim and the Ksav, maybe he'll write on that line whatever he wants, and he'll have Eidim underneath it. So the Gemara answers for Savai, Rabbi Yechon holds, Star Habo, that there's only two lines in it. Hubeshita Achas, the Eidim Bishita Acheres, is Taka Possum. In other words, if you have such a Mitzumsum Dika Star, with two lines, with one line of the star and one line of the Eidim, so then we take a chayshish that this could happen and we pass it. Okay, but leichizum because of who made the b'shita achas, he'll write, he'll cut away the tzav on top of the Eidim and he'll write a whole new star. I is Eidim underneath that also. Amran all the rabbis made the mudiyavdi. I wanted to have right, a lot of Eidim. The Sovra Kalki, I got no Eidim. Kind of some Eidim Shlomato, Eleman Eidim Shlomalo. And that's right. And so it's just, right? The Sovra Kalki, I got no that you get a start at who the Eidim Mishita Akas. And under that, there's other Eidim. Eidim Kind of some Eidim Shlomato, Eleman Eidim Shlomalo. So then, so you're not afraid of a zeal, because you have to be the kind. This is all before Xerox machines here. Yeah. Before laser printing, right? Okay, we'll stop here.